and we all used it till we got to getting these safety razors, they call them. Mm-hmm. The first razor I bought was a Keen cutter, two-edge blades. And Weeman's, no, Mr. sold it to me. You didn't meet him. He did now.
Mm-hmm. You say, what was the home like?
It is just a stone.
Was it square or was it a long? Oh, I see. Uh-huh. Now, did they ever call that a wet rock?
Wet rock. That's what I call it.
Uh-huh. And,
That's my daddy's.
I see. Well, that's still in good shape. And, what did you have anything larger, say, on like a wheel that you could turn?
Yeah, a grindstone.
That's a grindstone. Then
I
that
reckon I
big,
had. Turned them, you know, we sharpened more blades on it.
Uh-huh. And how about those long, something that you might use, I think they might be called a file?
File? Well, you buy them.
Would you use that to sharpen
the
tools in the field? Or, But that's the file's made out of steel, right?
It's
a rock. Mm-hmm. And mentioning carpenters, did you ever hear anybody who just put together, say, a hen house and didn't do a very good job? Would they call him a jackleg?
Jackleg.
Carpenter. Did you ever hear the term jackleg applied to anything else, like a lawyer or a preacher?
Yes.
What does that mean?
Well, it means he's not much pumpkins.
I see.
That's what I've taken it to mean.
If a jackleg preacher...
Yes, a word of men.
What would he be like?
Well, he'd be one that he didn't like much. His audience didn't.
I see.
I've heard a lot of jackleg preachers.
And the same with carpenters. They wouldn't be very good.
Yes, sir. There was a house on this place down there that, I was the only boy at home when we built it. And when I married, my daddy rented that place to a fella and he wanted there's a little house that F and I lived in. On it, it had two big rooms and a little where the stove stayed, kitchen, and then a hall. And when this fellow owned another fireplace, a place to put heat. And Barbara got a fellow up here named